schön dann los. Guten Abend, hier in St. Davis. The Gemara Darshens Alibe the Rebbe Rebbe Yema Velokach Velokcho Veibim Veibmo Lesser Tzoris Ve'arayas. The Gemara says Tzorich Eksive Ochi Koma Im Kein Leim Bekro Velokach Mai Velokcho Kolecha Deike Treilu Kuchim Deiboy Ainosi Veiboy Ainosi Vshariye Velo Tarvayu Asir. So the Drosha Alibe the Rebbe is Velokcho. Rebbe Alibe the Drosha is Velokcho. Rashi explains Kshiyesh Shnayim, and one of them he could do Velokcho. Then he only could do Velokcho to one. So when you could do Velokcho to one, so Bemele to either one, so then you could do Yibu. But if you can't do Velokcho to one, Bemele you can't do Velokcho to the second one. Bemele you potu. That's the Drosha. Velokcho, you can't do Yibu to one, you can't do Yibu to the other one. So Lefi Rebbe, what is the drosha be'etzem? The drosha is velokcho. If you could do velokcho to one, you could do velokcho to the other one. If you can't do velokcho to one of them, then mainly you can't do velokcho to the second one also. If you can't do velokcho to one, you can't do velokcho to the second one. That's the drosha. Frek teisves. If the drosha is, if you can't do velokcho to one, you can't do velokcho to the other one, and we explained yesterday, the Sarosh explains that Muchach that Rebbe learns Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro. This is the reason to the Erve you cannot do Yibum. So while you can do Yibum to one, maybe you can do Yibum to the other one. Lo Yitzir Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro, so how you know that you can do Yibum to one? So Erve Gufa Leitzrich Ekro, maybe you can do Yibum to one. If you can do Yibum to one, maybe you can do Yibum to the other one. That's the Drosha from Rebbe. Frank Teisves. Vim Toimar Chai Ve'esenami Litzari Letzor. The Lekele Meimar Di Iboi Ha'inosi Ve Iboi Ha'inosi. Hare the Gemara says in Dafchof that B'chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese Ein Ese Doicha Loise Se Ve'ese Ein Ese Doicha Loise Se Ve'ese Ein Ese Doicha Ese. So if the Yivom is a Chai Ve'ese, if the Yivom is a Chai Ve'ese, B'meile, you can do Yibu. So B'meile say, Ein lekuchim b'achas, Ein lekuchim b'ashnir. Ein lekuchim b'achas, Ein lekuchim b'ashnir. So why chai v'ese don't part of the Tzorah? What is the difference? Why chai v'krisis we say, Ein lekuchim b'achas, Ein lekuchim b'ashnir. And in chai v'ese we don't say, Ein lekuchim b'achas, Ein lekuchim b'ashnir. Are both of them you can do Yibu? In Arayis you can't do Yibum because Ein Esa Deicha Leisa Shiyash Bekores. And in Chai Ve'esa you can't do Yibum because Ein Esa Deicha Esa. So Lefi Rebbe that the ganze miut is not Litzruch, not Oleo. Im Ein Lekuchim Ba'achas, Ein Lekuchim Ba'shniyo. So Teis is a starke kash. So why Chai Ve'esa don't part of the Tzorah? One kash. Ve'oi Teim Ede'ash lo Deleke B'tzorah Serve. Kores. אם כן תיבואי חליצה, כמו יחי ועשר, למרבין המבינת בפרק שני, תיסר רושה, תיסר שונים, אקספלין, תיסר זה קשה. ויל, בישנה, דגמור עשן לנב ג' לעזור השומן, הוא אין השמיני. ודגמור עשן, וניחסו כל הלפו של סאויסויס. עלי בדרבי, we don't have this מסקונס הגמור, עזור השומן, הוא אין השמיני. כזו לפי רבי, the פטור is not from ליצרוי, and the פטור is not from עולר. So לפי דרבי, we don't have a mocker to pattern. So Lefi Rebbe, what is the Mokr to Pater Tzoro? Im Ein Lekuchim Ba'achas, Ein Lekuchim Ba'shniyo. This is the whole Mokr to Pater Tzoro. Im Ein Lekuchim Ba'achas, Ein Lekuchim Ba'shniyo. Fragt er, ist es okay, sie haben ein Lekuchim bei Achas, ein Lekuchim bei Schnier. Aber der Zohar doesn't have chorus. Ach, die Gemara said in der Gimel Amud Beis, that even from Litzroir, when all the Drosche, wenn nicht Rissu, Azor ist Shomano, ein Schminai, there is no chorus in the Zohar. So this has two kashes. One kashe, let chai ve'eser to patr the Zohar, because im ein Lekuchim bei Achas, ein Lekuchim bei Schnier, mali ein Lekuchim mitzad ha'erwe, mali ein Lekuchim mitzad ha'eser. And the second kashe is, the Zohar, lechure, doesn't have chorus. The Zohar only is nismayt in lekuchim b'achas in lekuchim b'shniyo. The Gemara says in Avchov that everyone that doesn't have chorus is rabbi miyavim to yidah de'oyle lechalitza. This is thesis is two kashas. V'yeshloi mardechai ve'esed yisrabu lechalitza ve'isbu zike k'tzas have b'chlal b'lokcho. Zog thesis, the teres and the first kasha is, you know why chai ve'esed don't patu the Zohar? You can't call them im ein lekuchim b'achas in lekuchim b'shniyo. You can't call chayve esse im ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. Why? Val de oile lechalitze, it's called mikzas velokach. It's a shtikl shiz velokcho. Lechalitze is also in the parshas of zikas yibum. It's not stam ha'maise chalitze. She's in the parsha, she's a skuko. She does a chalitze. But she's called velokcho. V'meile, you can't say im ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. She is in the parsha. She is in the parsha. To answer the first kasha. So the first kasha was, I say, Vina Rai, Semei Lukurim Bachas, and Lukurim Bashniyo. And Chai Ve'ese also say, Semei Lukurim Bachas, and Lukurim Bashniyo. The Teretz is, Chai Ve'ese, Yesh Lukurim Be'e. Ein Echanami is no Lekichas Yibum, so Lekochas Chalitze. And it's always, Kilo, he marries her in the Chalitze. We'll see later, what is exactly the Chalitze, but it's called the Lekuchim. They say, it's called the Lekuchim. No, this is the answer to the first kasha. So this is B'melech's answer to the second kasha, Menevei Be'e. If says im ein if lekuch if yesh chalitza is called that she's bichlal velokcho, so melech chayve esse cannot part of the tzore. Mashenken haray is that a muvka from the parsha are not bichlal velokcho. Im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. So if lekuchim includes chalitza, so if ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. So it's a mirror that the shniyo doesn't have chalitza. V'im kentzor aser ve'alkor lo bayi chalitza, di bayi have bichlal velokcho. So Tesis brings two kashas together with one answer. Two kashas, one kasha, let chai ve'esa to patu tzor imein lekuchim ba'achas, and let the tzor that doesn't have chorus to have chalitza. So Tesis have one answer at both shailas. If yesh chalitza, she's bichlal velokcho, b'meile chai ve'esa cannot patu the tzor, b'meile if the tzor patus the tzor, and she tells, if the erbe patus the tzor, and she says, imein lekuchim ba'achas and lekuchim b'shniyo, state in them that the tzor is potu mechalitza. Imein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyo. And if the shniyo has chalitza, she yesh ba lekuchim. This is the poshta words of Tesis, very glad. These are the words of Tesis. These are the words of Tesis. The Uchlaner and the Rashash learn Tesis Kipshutai. So Tesis had two kashes. And the Teretz on both kashes. One kashe, why the Chayveseh don't patter? Second kashe, the Tzora doesn't have a chorus because Azor is Shomanu, so why she's potter with Chalitza? The Teretz Lokachas means, if you have Chalitza, you bichlal Lokachas. Chayveseh cannot patter. The Melef, Lokachas, Chalitza is bichlal Lokachas. So when the state, Ein Lekuchim Bachas, Ein Lekuchim Bashniyo, state that the second one is potter with Chalitza. Very glad. Right? Frank Doch Laner and Rashash, aber legabi, what Tesis said in his kashe, Shim Kain ein betzore chorus alibe de Rebbe, the words of Tesis. The hashto leke betzoras erve chorus. Why? Because the Gemara said, Azor is Shomano in Shminain, even though the tzor is nismayet, but the Ishasach doesn't come back, as they state Pashtas, a Gemara and Avgimel, on Cheshbeinus, Pashtas, the Gemara and Avgimel, the Ishasach doesn't come back. So, Mele Lefi Rebbe, also the Ishasach doesn't have to come back in the tzor. So b'meila teisa has the kasha, we'll have to have chalitza. Teisa's answer is no chalitza. Im ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyo. Aber teisa's is not choyzer boy, that is no chorus in the tzor. So if someone asks the kasha, yesh chorus b'tzor aser ba'alibe de Rebbe or not? The answer is ok do'och l'ner and rashash, and teisa state, that is no chorus. Teisa state, that is no chorus. Teisa was only choyzer, so why is no chalitza? Lechuref is no chorus, has to be chalitza. Im ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniyo. Aber chorus in ishto. It's a mute from the chalitza. If the lekuchim ba'achas, the lekuchim b'shniyo. But chalitza doesn't come back. But chorus doesn't come back. Teisa only said that it's a mute from the chalitza. This is the way the Och Laner and the Rashash learned Teisus. Zog the world, we could be cholek in the Och Laner and the Rashash. If you see Teisa Rosh, it's kimat mefurish hazeh. You write the thesis in the Kasha, learn there is no chorus in the Tzora. Aber noch the Teretz of Tesfus, that is a drosche, noch the Teretz of Tesfus, that is a drosche, there is no Chalitza in the Tzora, the Ishesach comes back. Kozman Tesis didn't have a Zadroshe to pater the Tzor of Chalitze. He has the Kasha. The Miut is only Melukuchim Bachas and Lukrim Bashnia. Oh, but Koros the Chor she has. If she has Koros, then it have Chalitze. The answer is Melukuchim Bachas and Lukrim Bashnia, so maybe she's potter from Chalitze. If she's potter from Chalitze, so it's Mistaba that the Ishesach comes back. Mistaba that the Ishesach comes back. And the Kasha Tesis learned that she doesn't have Koros and Tesis wanted to have Chalitze. But if it's a Gzeres HaKos that she's part of Chalitze, it's not Stam a Pora Aduma that she's part of Chalitze. It has to be a Psa'avone why she's part of Chalitze. Mistom Edei Shesach comes back. Now, I'm especially saying it in words, and now I want to say it in Lomdas. In words, we're saying Stam. You write in the Cheshbon Tesis in the Kasha, you hold that there's no Koros. But when he answers that there's no Chalitze, Memele is Koros. Because if it's no Chalitze, Memele is Koros. Why is no Chalitze? Obviously, it's Koros. Yeah, this is the Balabatish in Nusach. If you ask a kasha, it's no chorus. If you don't have them in the night, I'm going to tell it to you. But now I want to be masbir a shtickle belomdes. This chelik is poshet. It's a chonot in the second chelik do in Tesvus. Zog the lomdim, Nochem spoke it out, Andere spoke it out. It's not stam a pora aduma, that is a switch. Not stam a pora aduma, that is a switch. There's a avone here. There's a avone here. What is the avone? And Tesis we learn oisrois, not learning poitrus. Tesis learns alamol, the erve asers the tzor. The erve herself doesn't have a ptur, erve gufa letzrichekro. She asers the tzor. So how the system works? I have an erve and there's a tzor. Alright, why the tzor is potu? Why the tzor is potu? I have an erve and I have a tzor. Why the tzor is potu? Poitrus means if one is potu, everyone is potu. If we don't want to learn poetry, so why the tzor is potu? The erve asks her. Right? The erve asks her. She makes it to be erve dikei shesach. She gives over a yisur. This is the way Tesis is learning. This is the way Tesis learns Gantz Yevamos. That the erve asks the tzor. Now listen good. So the erve herself is potu mi'ibum v'chalitze. Why? She's the erve. She's mutka from the parsha. Now she comes to pater the tzora. We say it's no poitres, it's oisres. So what she does to the tzora? She asks the tzora, and we have a drosha now. Not only she asks her from yibum, she asks her from yibum and chalitze. Im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashnia. So not only that she asks her from yibum, she asks her from yibum and chalitze. How she asks her from yibum and chalitze? Not poitres. So what the erve does to the tzara? There's no poitras. The fit is it's not stam up to. It's a isu. The erve goes and she does something to the tzara that she becomes potum ibe v'chalitza. What she does to her? What? She makes it into erve. She makes it into isu. So maybe she has to have chorus. If the Teretz is that stayed in Pasuk, that the Erve makes the Tzora not to have Chores, and it goes through the Isu, stay the Oisres. Stay that she has Chores. Misvore, you write that she doesn't have Chores. Misvore, you write, only Litzra has Chores. But if the Drosha is that the Erve and the Tzora both apotu miyibum vechalitze, im ein lekuchim ba'achas, in lekuchim b'shniyo, means the same way the Erve is Potu, the Tzor is Potu, and the same way the Erve is Potu from both, the Tzor is Potu from both, and you don't say Poitras. So what means that the Tzor is Potu from both? She becomes also like the Erve, and Bemele she becomes Potu from both. She becomes also like the Erve, Bemele she has a chorus. So in the Kashiv, Tesis Taka learns that. Velokho, you could take one, take the other. Say that. She becomes also Tribum, she doesn't have to become an Erve, she can become a Chavez. But after Tesis the answer, that why she's potter from Chalitze? Im ein lekuchim be'achas, in lekuchim be'shnia. She's potter in ganzen from Yim Chalitze. The tzor is kemoiso, that is potter from Yim Chalitze. And you don't want to call it poitres. Why the tzor be potter? Stop. If we learn oisreis, the avon and the suge says with the Tesis, that's not stam the erve patters the tzor, it's no pturim. And it's pashtazeh. Why? Because my tzora is a erve, I will be potter. Why? Why? Stop. Why to be potter? You could say potter. They don't understand. No reason. That's not a ptul. Either this is potter. Why? What? Why did tzora be potter? What is the avona? Why did tzora be potter?
She's
going to
be
also al
Eishesach.
Al Eishesach. Al Eishesach.
So if it's
Eishesach,
then...
So b'meile she makes the Eishesach, er would be g'Eishesach. B'meile is Kores. Poitres means she patres me yibum. B'meile
she becomes Eishesach.
No, no, no. Potu me... Oysa, she doesn't pater me yibum b'chlal. She makes her a erve. She's potu machmas atzma. This is the difference. Poitres means she doesn't touch the Yisrael. First she takes away the yibum. Then she becomes Eishesach. He was saying, forget, she asks her.
With which Esser?
Not the Ptur Yibum. Isur.
Which
Erve. And then she becomes Potur. And this is the difference. Poitres means she doesn't ask her at all. She just tells you don't have a mitzvah. And the Eishesach comes back. Avdev Zoktesis, Azor Shomano Einish Minayin, the Eishesach cannot come back. But if she can patter her, the way she's mafkir from Yibum v'chalitza, she makes her osur, and she becomes potu machmas atzmo, she has to become potu. If she has to become potu machmas atzmo, I'm a mele, why she has to become potu machmas atzmo, how you become potu machmas atzmo, the only way you become potu machmas atzmo is, she becomes a elva. So again, you could learn Pashtas Advorim, as David Ochlaner and the Rashash, that Tesis was only Choyzer Balabatish, that the Tzor would be Potter from Chalitze, in my Lekuchim Bachas and Lekuchim Bashnuya, but he's not Choyzer from Hezanoche, that Tzoras Erve doesn't have chorus. And they ask him, often a Gemoris Nishtazi. But we could learn that the Maskone, if she's Potter from Chalitze, Bemele Deishesach come back. And you could say it's time, but out of one, no, if she's Potter from Chalitze, it's Mistabo that Deishesach comes back. Why she's bottom chalitza? Mistam, she's a herve. Mistam, it comes back. But we could say it asach shener, asach tifer, that the getter from Tesis is Oisris. So if you want it to be, if it says that the herve could make the tzora bottom from chalitza, obviously she became a herve. The man, she's bottom chalitza. Only herve is bottom chalitza. Chavez are not bottom chalitza. So if state that the tzora cannot do yibum, the man, she's bottom.
But it's an herve out the lakha, right?
The erve, the erve, the velocher is megale that the erve asks the tzora. The eishesach. We learn it out from velocher, right? Again, because if the pasuk says that it could patter from chalitza and only a raya patter from chalitza, right? This is what we see in the Chov, that only a raya patter from chalitza. Chayv krisus, my shnodig mor says chayv krisus and chayv lavi. So while it's patter from chalitza, she has to become a chayv krisus. So she has to become a herve.
Why
does it buy some coffee in the Pasuk of Zoresh Mayim? Azor Shomano Shtetish doesn't say the Potem Chalitza. Again. It doesn't say in Litzro that she's Potem Chalitza. Avada, we know that she's Potem because we have a chorus. We don't have. It's the same thing. It doesn't say in Litzro Potem Chalitza. Why?
Because you can't do
Yibum. The Gemara says Nishta, Zeyavot, it doesn't speak in the Chav. Also in the Tzor, the Gemara says in the Chav, if it's no chorus, you have Chalitza. Only if it's no chorus, it's no Chalitza.
Because the
Elf Mamish,
of course.
What does that mean? Why? Who says it becomes on Azor Shemano Einish Minayin? Wer sagt? That's the fake Gemara. Who said that it's a Elf? Then I got the taste. This is the first chelik of Tesis. This is the first chelik of Tesis. This is noch like. Let me send the second chelik in Tesis. And in the second chelik of Tesis is a starke kashe, is a mitzvah leyashet. Let me send the second teretz. We have to remember we had two kashes, and this is the pellets of one of the niflois in Tesis. Listen, we have two kashes in Tesis. One kashe, what is the mocker? Why chay ve'ese don't pater the tzora? Ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shnia. Second kashe, why the tzora is not chiletzes? There's no chorus. Two kashes. Tesis answered the cheshbon. Ve'lokcho mi, if she's roi lechalitza, she's bichlal ve'lokcho, b'meile chay ve'ese don't pater, b'meile mei lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shnia, obviously it's a mute also on chalitza. We had cheshbonis on the chorus. Besayin. Ve'oid, ולוקחו משמע לושן תפיסס קידושין. הילקח, the first kasha is not a kasha. חייבי עשר, the תפסה בקידושין, הווה בכלל ולוקחו. What is Tesis Teretz? He asked the Kasha, why Chayve Eser don't patter the Tzoro? The Teretz is, Vail, Velokro Mashma Tfisas Kiddushin, Chayve Eser Tafsi Bo Kiddushin, Chayve Eser Tafsi Bo Kiddushin, So Vail Chayve Eser Tafsi Bo Kiddushin, the Mele, they can't patter the Tzoro. Arai is that loy tafsi b'kiddushin. We say kol shein lekuchim b'achasin lekuchim b'shnir. Chay ve'ese that tafsi b'kiddushin. We don't say kol shein lekuchim b'achasin lekuchim b'shnir. Zog d'aruch l'ner. No, it's the answer in the first kasha. Yes, the kasha why chay ve'ese will not part of the tzora libe the Rebbe. The Teretz is velokcho. מי שאין לו תפיסת קידושין כאן פעת עוד הצורו. מי שיש לו תפיסת קידושין כנעת פעת עוד הצורו. אבל what is the answer on the second question? The second question was, why the tzoro doesn't have chalitza? What is the answer? If it's no chorus in the tzoro, why she doesn't have chalitza? What is the answer? Now, what is the answer? What is the answer? Again, Teisa has two questions. One question, why chay ve'ese don't pater the tzoro? And why the tzoro doesn't have chalitza? The first Teretz answers both. Because velokcho, if it's tfisas kiddushin, if it's chalitza, it's bichlal velokcho. Bemele it can't pater. And bemele, ein lekuchim b'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Ve'oid, zog Teisa, I have a second Teretz. B'nyan, what is the second Teretz? What is the second Teretz? What is the second Teretz answers on the second shayla? And the first shayla answers glad. Why chayve eser don't pater? It's bichlav velokcho. But you have a second kasha. The second kasha is, why the tzoro is not chuletzes? Im ein koris batzoro, why she's not chuletzes? And on that, Teisa doesn't answer. Zog doruch lana reinechanami. Teisa decided only to answer the first kasha. He didn't decide to answer the second kasha. The first teretz on both kashas. The second teretz only on the second kasha. First, it's a deichak shebedeichak. It's a deichak shebedeichak to learn like this. Second, when you see Teisus Maharam and Teisus Arosh, it's mashma klor that Teisus Maharam, it's kimat lehedye, that the second Teretz answers both kashas. I think he doesn't even bring the first Teretz. He only says the second Teretz. But the kasha is, what is the answer? 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 It's a pella also. It's a shver teis, it's bepshat. On teis, bepshat it's very shver. You're asking a kasha. Why chay ve'ese don't part of the tzoro? You're asking a second kasha. Why the tzoro doesn't eat chalitza? You answer me, you know why chay ve'ese don't part of the tzoro? Chay ve'lokro is tfisas kiddushin. Chay ve'ese tafsi b'kiddushin. Chay ve'kriz is lay tafsi b'kiddushin. Lekirim ve'lokro means iroi l'tfisas kiddushin. So he answered the first kasha, but the second kasha was, if the tzora doesn't have chorus, so she's roi the tfisus kiddushin, so b'meile, she's not a erve, so why the tzora doesn't have to have chalitz? Why the tzora doesn't have to have chalitz? Das ist eine Schwierigkeit in Teisus. Dann sagt der Ochlaner, L'choy Marakushia says that the second teretz only answers the first kasha, not the second kasha. Only answer the first kasha. We can't just bleiben as it. So to masbir das, let me gain a bit oimer. First, what is the pshat of the words of Teisus Teretz? That why chay ve'ese don't patter the tzor? Because velokcho mashma roi letfisas kiddushi. Mashenken arayes anat roi letfisas kiddushi. What is the pshat in Teisus? What do you mean arayes? Anat roi letfisas kiddushin. Chay ve'ese aroi letfisas kiddushin. Fregt Chasim Sefer and the Agos in the back. He says it for a different reason. Ba'achroinim. Chay ve'ese also you can't do yibum. Ein ese deichel ese. The Gemara says in ba'alu leikonu. So what it means that chay ve'ese are called ve'lokcho ki tafsi ba'kiddushin. Chay ve'arayis are not called ve'lokcho because lo'i tafsi ba'kiddushin. But you can do yibum to chay ve'ese. In balu leikonu b'chay ve'ese. What is the pshat? How you learn pshat in Teisus Teretz? What is pshat in Teisus Teretz? V'yesh lo imar chay ve'ese tafse b'kiddushin zvichlo ve'lokcho. V'ashen ken arayes lo itafse b'kiddushin. But you can't do yibum to chay ve'ese. What if you have the habit you do yibum to chay ve'ese? You kind of? No? In balu leikonu. זה רטב קידושין מרטב ייבומיצטר ולא כחולוי לאישו ורטב קידושין. What says in the post? You have it in the Yisrael or you have it in the side? כי ישו אחים יחדוב ובורכת ובן אין לו אלוי סי יש לחוצו יבוא מיוב ואולאו ולקו חולוי לאישו means to make קידושין ולא כחולוי לאישו he has to make abimur שחי ועשר הכל. What do you mean chai ve'esa tafsi b'kiddushin? Arayis lo'i tafsi b'kiddushin. Yibum is not tafis in chai ve'esa also. What is the pshat? That chai ve'esa tafsi b'kiddushin that they considered ve'lokcho. Arayis lo'i tafsi b'kiddushin are not considered ve'lokcho. Both of them you can do yibum. No, both of them you can do yibum. What's the pshat? I don't understand the Teisvus. I don't understand the Teisvus. What is the Pshat in Teisvus? What? Pshat. What means Tfizas Kiddushin? You have a Yevama that is a Chayve Krisis and you have a Yevama that is Chayve Esa. You have to say something good, not something not good. Zok Teisves, you know why Chayve Eser are not patting the Tzolo? They called Velokcho. Masheink and Arayis are not called Velokcho. Why Chayve Eser are called Velokcho Tafsi Bo Kiddushin? Veret of Tafsi Bo Kiddushin. We're speaking about if you could do Yibum or not. And you can do Yibum to Chayve Eser. Ein Eser Doicha Eser, the Gemara says, Im Balu Lo Ikonu. Im Balu Lo Ikonu. You can do Yibum to Chayve Eser. So the Chasam Sefer in the Agoyas in the back says the Kavona is Be'alme. Deichak she be'deichak. Be'alme? Means Be'alme? Chai ve'es the tafse be'kidushin Be'alme. Chai ve'kris is lo'i tafse be'kidushin Be'alme. What is the shaykh? It's do merata ve'lokcho. Ve'lokcho lo'i le'isho. Merata af yibum. We'll get to Nafchof, as Hashem will get to Nafchof, really. Halfway through? We'll get to Nafchof. But it's a doichak. Chasam Sefer himself is masking that it's a doichak. So we mele. Luli de Chasam Sefer. The way we have to learn Pshado in Teisves, Avada Teisves doesn't mean Be'alme. Velokcho means Yibum. Velokcho means Yibum. So what is the difference Arayis and Chai Ve'ese? The Pshat is Hazeh. Arayis, you can't do Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum to Arayis? Because Yibum is a marriage. And Arayis, you can't marry them. Chai ve'ese, you could have done Yibum to them. Chai ve'ese, you could have done Yibum to them. Avada, the mufka from the parsha, because ein ese deicha ese. But without the fact that the mufka from the parsha, the roi mitzad atzmam, without the klal of ein ese deicha ese, there's no mitzvah Yibum. But if you would want to have a mitzvah Yibum, there are stira to the Yibum or not? Ese is not a stira to the Yibum. Arayis or astira to the Yibum. So, b'pshat ha-teisves. B'meile, arayis are not called velokcho. Arayis, you can do velokcho. Chai ve'ese, you could do velokcho. Avada, today there is no mitzvah, so if you do Yibum, in ba'alu lo'ikonu. Aber arayis amufka from velokcho. Teres said, velokcho lo'i le'isho. And who the Torah is talking? About someone that you could really do Yibum to. Arayis, you cannot do Yibum to. Chai ve'ese, you could do Yibum to. It's a miut that ein ese deicha ese, so you don't do Yibum to them. Arayis are nifka from the parsha. Chai ve'ese are not nifka from the parsha. It's not pshat and teisves. So now that we know pshat and teisves, I want to go back, to the Ochlanel's kasha. We have the Ochlanel's kasha, the Samedrash Pliya doin Teisves. Teisves stole two kashas, and he answered. Then he's asking one more teretz, that only answers the first kasha. Zogin de lomdim chas v'sholem, that the second answer is only answering the first kasha and not to answer the second kasha. I don't know if someone has an andere hesber how it answers both kashas. But we'll say benusach zeh. But listen good. The answer of Tesvus is velokho steht what arayes amufka from the parsha im ein lekuchim beachas in lekuchim bashniya chay ve'ese anat mufka from the parsha. Why a reis a mufka from the parsha? Because there are stira to zike. You can't make kiddushin, you can't make gibum, there's no mokum to zike. Oh, im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniya. Chai ve'esa are not mufka from the zike. You can't do yibum, but they're in the parsha of chalitza. But maybe they don't part of the tzora. The drosha is, im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniya. This is the drosha. Im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniya. If she's mufka from the parsha, if she's mufka from the parsha in ganzen, then she's mufka, the tzora is also mufka. If she's not mufka from the parsha, the tzora is not mufka. Aray is a mufka from the parsha, chay ve'ese are not mufka from the parsha. Now I want to ask you how the drosha goes. Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. Im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniya. How the drosha goes? If one of them doesn't have lekuchim, the second one. Why the second one doesn't have? Poitras or oisras? Oisras. How? So what happens to the second one? She also has to become mufka from the parsha. How she becomes mufka from the parsha? She becomes a erve like the first one. If she becomes a erve like the first one, b'mele she doesn't have chalitza. The man she doesn't have chalitza. Let first the words. Then I'll mask it in a second. Again, im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. What is ein lekuchim for the second teretz? Erve, she's mufka from the parsha. Not some drosha. Ein lekuchim, she's mufka from parsha's yibum because the erve is a stira leibum. So then the second one is also. What is the second one also? Also erve. Also chai v'krisis. She's also mufka from the parsha, the second one. Like the first one is mufka, the second one is mufka. That's the gedder of the drosha. If one is mufka, the second one is mufka. So if the first one is mufka from the parsha, she's a erve, so it's a stira to zikas yibum, the second one is also a erve and stira to zikas yibum. But maybe there's no chalitza. Sokdel, mirrors. Now listen good. So be'etzem, both terutzim are saying one vote. What is the terutz? Arayas are called velokho. Chai ve'ese are not called velokho. Arayas are a stirete velokho. Chai ve'ese are not a stire. And the tzora gets exactly the same matzev like the erve. V'meile, val the erve is mufka from velokho, the tzora is mufka from the lokho. See, like the first teretz is mamish, just numbers. Chai ve'ese have chalitza, so they're in the parsha, arayas are not chalitza. The tzora also doesn't have chalitza because she's mu'emut from velokho. So parsha b'cheshbon it works. Chai ve'ese have chalitza, b'chlad velokho, they don't patter. Arayas don't have chalitza, they're not b'chlad velokho. But maybe the tzor is also not velokho, she also doesn't have chalitza. Very posha the first teretz. Zog the second teretz, I'm saying the same thing. Just not with numbers, I'm saying it belomdes. Arayas amufka from velokho because ain't b'em tfisas kiddushin. Man, it's a code, a drosha be'alme. The mufka from the parsha. The pater tzoro. Chai ve'ese don't pater. And what is the drosha? Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniya. Like the first one is a erve, the second one is a erve. So remember, the second one is pater mechalitza. The second one has chorus. The velokro says both are the same. Im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shniya. And what is the getter of the first? So be'etzem Tesis could have repeated the same words. He just doesn't repeat it. He says, v'yeshleimar. It's one teretz. The chai ve'es is rabbe lechaditza v'zikar k'tzas avirai velokro. The tzor is the same thing. V'oi velokro ma'at v'es kiddushim. Ike chai ve'es et avi b'chlal velokro. B'mele et part is the tzor. B'mele et part is the tzor. B'mele et part is the tzor. It's very glad. So it's one teretz. Again, Avada, the Ochlaner, didn't want to touch it bichlal because he bichlal didn't learn that the chorus comes back. He bichlal didn't learn ashteda that the tzor gets the matzav of the lokcho. He just learned pashut cheshbonos. So Mele, he says in the first teretz, me bleibt on chorus, and the second teretz, is bichlal doesn't answer the second kashe. But we're learning as one lomdes, im ein likuchim ba'achas, ein likuchim ba'shniyo. Das is the chap. And what is ein likuchim? The same one, mufka en ganzen. First teretz, balabatish, if she's no chalitza, she's in the parsha, no chalitza, she's not, and the tzor is kemoisa, so that she's out. Second teretz starts in the opposite. The lokcho means that she's in the parsha. A erva is mufka from the parsha, but Mele, she's not the lokcho, and the tzor is mufka like the erva, it's the same bezach. So the mirror, Steiner, I know it's Hayoshvim Befnim Befnim in the mirror. But they Tainas, I'm saying it over. Reb Nachum said that he knows that people will smile when he'll say it. But he holds us as Eimedaf Lernen. Not to build on it, but as Eimedaf Lernen. He says, Meduik in Teisus, Teis didn't say Void Yeshloima. Teis said Void. Nish Void Yeshloima. Nish Void Yeshloima. It's one teretz. It's nicht kein zweiter Rutsim. Jakob, it's nicht kein zweiter Rutsim. It's not two Rutsim. It's one teretz. What? The whole Reihe. Some of the Rishonim say one teretz, the other teretz. But as I say, Geschmack. The Yesoid is one Yesoid. Im ein Lekuchim be'achas, in Lekuchim be'shnio, the shnio is like the Zelbe Yisu from the first one. So the first teretz is cheshbonos. Second teretz is the avonas advarim. The avonas advarim. I'm saying avada. Now legufim shel dvarim. Again, the achroinim, Ochlaner and Rashash. They didn't learn the tesis like us. And they holding what we said that Be'etzem, first Teis never answered the second kasha. They have the problem. Teis never answered the second kasha. What the second teretz will answer in the second kasha? They want to have that kasha. Because they want to hold that the second kasha is not a real kasha. I'm saying why the Ochlaner is pushing to say his pshat that the second teretz doesn't answer the second kasha. Ochlaner holds, you're right, Teis hold the second kasha. I really don't hold in the second kasha. Why? Because the Ochlaner says in the second kasha of Teis state that the Tzorah doesn't have chorus. And the Ochlaner and the Rashash learn that Teis never changes mind. That the Tzorah doesn't have chorus. Zog the Ochlaner and the Rashash, Lule Divrei Teisves, they have a Teretz and the second kasha. Sido chorus is often the Gemara and the Yud Gimel is chorus. And the kasha is Nishkin kasha, Sido chorus. And the Melech is no chalitze. We don't hold from the second kasha. So the Ochlaner first time in the first teretz of Teisus, he says, "No, Lule Divrei Teis, I could say a second teretz," and he had runs to the second teretz. Anyway, the second teretz didn't answer the second kasha. So there are plats for me to say teretz. Zog the Ochlaner and the Rashash. Zog the Ochlaner and the Rashash. What is the answer in the second kasha? Be'etzem sido chorus in the tzoro. You're asking me a zore shomanu oinash minayin. From where we know that it's chorus. Azor shomanu oine shminai. Zog der Ochlaner, when someone is nismait me a parsha, you need a pasuk as sidor kores? I want to ask you a shayle. Islandis. If you marry an Islandis, you should say, you chayv kores? If you marry an Islandis, you chayv kores? What? For sure. Why? Why? Azor Shemano Eilish Minay. Tell us, if it's no Yibum, it's no Yishasach. Ishtok Shalab Eilomo, you have chorus? Yeah. Ishtok Mimo, you have chorus? Avad. So why, Daf Gimel, we have a tzad Azor Shemano Eilish Minay? Because she's in the Parsha. Oleo, Litzroir. So we say, Azor Shemano Eilish Minay. Zog Dor Glener and the Rashash, this is good. Oleo, Litzroir. But when it's mute in the Parsha of Yibum, as Eva said, Abchoir Asher Teilet, Prat Le'ailonis, so the Yishasach comes back. As Eva state, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov, in this Pasuk, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov. But if they're not Yachdov, there's no Parsha of Yibum. So Velokro, Val Velokro is a chelik from the Parsha, Val Velokro is a mute in the Parsha. So when Velokro is a mute in the Parsha, B'mele the Yishasach comes back right away? While the locker is a mute in the parsha, but then the Yishasach comes back. The Yishasach comes back. So the whole kasha of Teis, the second kasha, is Nishkin kasha. What is the whole kasha? Giboita daf gimel azor shomanu oinash minayim. Avada and Tzores and Litzroi when it's Zaytik. When it's not state in the parsha of Yibum. Here, but when it's a mute in the parsha of Yibum, when there's a mute in the parsha of Yibum, Avada the Yishasach comes back. So come to Isazay, Lemaisef, who make a sikum of Divra HaTesfas. The Achroinim learned by Das HaTesfas that Lemaskone is no chorus in Tzoras Elve Alibe the Rebbe. We said that we could learn that Avada Shtetazay and Tesis in the Kashe, but in the Teretz Tesis was Choyzer, and Tesis learned that is a chorus, and this is the whole what we tried to build up in Tesfas. The Achroinim say, even if we are not say like us Pshat and Teisves, aber lule divrei Teisves, they want to learn that Avada the Yishasach comes back. Why? It's a miut from the Parsha. Tzores are not miut from the Parsha. And you have to know that after the Achroinim said it, when I answered, is avoided to answer why the Ochlaner is not right. Why Eilenis is posh that the Yishasach comes back. Why Shaloyoyo Boilomoy is Poshut that the Yishasach comes back? And why here it's not Poshut? And I will explain. When we learned of Gimel, we had the same kashan as Zoro Shomano Oinish Minayim. But there we said, Tzor is a Zaiti Kezach. Here, the Shaila, how to look in the Velokhra of Rabbi, to say it's in the Parsha of Yibum, Bemele, it's like Islandis that the Yishasach comes back. It's like Shaloyoyo Boilomoy that the Yishasach comes back. How to say no? Island is the lady is not in the parsha. Shloim Boilomoy, the Ishus is not in the parsha. Velokho. So I want to ask you a shaila. Here is a mifchon to know how to learn. Again, the Ochlaner and the Rashash both come and say, Lule divra ha-teises, the choylek and the anoche of teises, avade litzro, you need a posuk that the Yishasach comes back. But Velokro von Rebbe is in the Parsha. When someone is Mufka from in the Parsha, the Yishasach comes back. Azevi Eilenis, Azevi Shelahir Ba'ilom. Very nice Lomdush Ataina. No, Tesis doesn't hold like that. And Tesis states that the Yishasach doesn't come back. We said maybe in the Teretz Tesis was Choyzer. Beseda. But when other Tesis was Choyzer in the Teretz, Tesis in the Kash states that the Yishasach doesn't come back. Why the Yishasach doesn't come back? When someone is Mufka from the Parsha, the Yishasach has to come back. Yeah, the Yishasach has to come back. The Yishasach has to come back. L'chu, the Achroinim are so right. The Achroinim are so right. So I've got from the Parsha, the Yishasach has to come back. And Teis is the Nishtazay. I said, we have a Shtikuteri that in the Maskolet and the Lokho, the Yishasach comes back. But the Achroinim Taina a good Taina. Iron is the Yishasach comes back. Shnei Boilomai the Yishasach comes back. Why here Tesis and his Kasha understood that the Yishasach doesn't come back? So we are saying that Tesis was Choyzer, they even say Tesis was not Choyzer. So we mean that the Choyzer can Tesis. And they say, Avada the Yishasach comes back. And the Sheikh of the Ochlaner, anyway, the second Teretz didn't answer both. So they made it like me. That's the Sheikh of the Ochlaner. So we said, this is Nishkan Sheikh, I feel. We don't have that Sheikh. What is the Vikuach? What is the Vikuach? I'm asking you, Misvore. Who is right? Misvore, who is right? The Achroinim are right, the Tesis is right. Island is the Yishasach comes back. Shalei Beiloma comes back. Arayas, Tzoros, the Yishasach doesn't come back. Tzoros, the Yishasach doesn't come back. Only Azor Shomano Eilish Minai. Azor Shomano Eilish Minai doesn't come back. So, who is right? The Achroinim Taina, here it has to be like Eilenis. Here it has to be like Eilenis. And Tesis learns, no, it's not like Eilenis here. Here it's like Tzoros. I think it's Tolui, Ba'avonev, the word of Elokcho. The Achroinim understand, like Eilenis is out, Shaloi Bo'ilomo is out. Rebbe says, if you can't do Velokcho in one, give up on this house. Either you have complete, or you don't have. Yibum goes a big package. Either everyone, or no one. So Azevi Island is out of the parsha. Azev Shiloh Boiloma is out of the parsha. This one is also out of the parsha. He's also out of the parsha. So that is out of the parsha. But maybe the Yishasach has to come back. The Eish HaZar has to come back. Island is out. Shlubo Ilama is out. This one is also out. Tesfis learn, Velokcho doesn't mean a poitris. Velokcho means that the Erve could answer the Tzorah. I don't know why Tesis learned like that, but this is what Tesis is learning, the way we explain the whole Tesis. So it's not Be'etzim is a mute from Yibum. The second lady Be'etzim is Roile Yibum. Someone Me'atzad is disturbing her. She's Mamish Litzroy. Tesis learned that the Velokcha von Rebbe is a kind of Litzroy. The Velokcha von Rebbe is a kind of Litzroy. So while the Velokcha von Rebbe is a kind of Litzroy, if the Velokra of Rebbe is a kind of a Litzroy, it's a Zaydik Emiut. But maybe it's not Mufka from the Parsha. It's not Mufka from the Parsha. So while it's not Mufka from the Parsha, but maybe it's a Stav Emiut. But maybe they should say, when I come back. This could be like Thomas Advorim. This is the three Tzdodim. And we spoke already, Yaim Chamishi, that in Rashi is Mashma Klo, that the Ishizach comes back. Now before we go weiter, I want just to say, as a yediyah, Shitas HaRambam in Perek Vov Milchei Sibum Aloch Eches and Tes the Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe. The Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe. The Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe. We know Pashas aloche kerove. The Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe. Oh, but he brings down Rebbe not like the Rebbe that we have. The Rambam aloche ches says, Velokcho loy leisho prat leervo she'ein bo lekuchim. Keitzad. Yevomo she'ervo ala yovom. Aloche tes. הרי זה פטור מן החליצה ומן היבום ואין לו להוזיק כלל שנאמר ולא כחולו לאישו ויבמו מי שראוי לו ללקוחין וקידושין טויפסים בו שיזקוקו ליבום. The Rambam learns not אם אין לקוחין באחס אין לקוחין בשניו. The Rambam paskins like Rebbe. And what is the drosha that the Rambam brings down? ולא כחולו לאישו אם אין הראויו לתפיסס קידושין, במילה שיז מופקה פון דה פרשה, ויבום וזיקה, and she's out of the ganze פרשה. It's a mute. אם אין הראויו לתפיסס קידושין, שיז מופקה פון דה פרשה. זוג דה מגיד מישנה, דה רמבם פסקין לייק רבי. אבל not the real רבי. Our Rebbe in the Gemara holds like Rove that Erve Gufa lo yitzriche kro, and the Velokro is im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. To me mai de tzoro. The Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe. So, beetzem, I don't know what we know from where you know Arayas. Other from Aleo, other Litzroi, other Rove, other Erve Gufa lo yitzriche kro. And Rebbe, we said, learns like Rove, and he only has im ein lekuchim beachas, ein lekuchim bashniyo. The Rambam paskins aloche like Rebbe, aber he darshins Rebbe not like Rove that Erve Gufa leitzrich ekro. He learns that if he Rebbe, you need a posuk and the Erve alein. Not im elikuchim b'achas, elikuchim b'shniyo, as a mute that she herself is potu meibu. Mi shiruyo lelikuchim v'kidushin toifsim bo. She is kukul leibu. As a mute, מי שראויו לקידושים וקידושים טייסים, ולא כחו. So לפי them, you don't have a mute on the Tzorah. Because the whole mute on the Tzorah was, אם אין לקוחים באחס, אין לקוחים בשניו. זוג דה רמב"ם, מן פרק בו, והלוך י' דלד, a new פסוק on the Tzorah. Doesn't mean that we have him to. We have to know why it doesn't mean that we have him to. So just we have to know, there's a lot of הרחובה, maybe in the המשך, אבל we have to remember that the Rambam paskins Rebbe, aber sagt ihm eigentlich Mishnah, the like is Sugya Davches. Sugya Davches on Mut Beis learned that Rebbe is Kerove, like we mentioned last couple days, that Erve Gufa lo yitzrich ekro. And im ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shniyo. The Rambam learns Rebbe kepshutoi. Chad le'esor arayas, v'chad le'esor tzorois, and how you learn arayas? You have to have roi letfisas kiddushin. You're not going to tefisas kiddushin, but mainly you can't do yibum. Let me go in the Gemara Vayta. Zog de Gemara. The Rabbanon. Hai velokcho my avdi bay. What Rabbanon will darshi and velokcho? The Rabbanon hai velokcho my avdi bay. What Rabbanon will darshi and velokcho? Zog de Gemara mi boylek Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina. De Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rav Chanina. ולוקחו מלמד שמגרשו בגט ומחזירו. מלמד שמגרשו בגט ומחזירו. ויבמו על כוחו. והרבי דרבי יצמח אמנין אמי, לאישו נפקה על כוחו מייבום היובי עליו נפקה. אז למה זה אינדס גמורה? גמורה says, what רבונון דרשי מבלוקחו? מלמד שמגרשו בגט ומחזירו. רשי learns פשט here in the גמורה. I don't know if everyone learns like this. אבל רשי, נצקימת האופן הגמור אין דף למטס, דת מלמד שמגרשו בגט ומחזירו שתי דוצבי חידושים. שתי צבי חידושים ומלמד שמגרשו בגט ומחזירו. What are the two חידושים? One חידוש זוגת רשי מלמד שמגרשו בגט. I would think after he did ייבום, if he wants to divorce her, it's not enough to divorce her. He has to give her a get. And there's another chidush machziro. Then after he divorced her, he's allowed to remarry again. Allah ma'ayim tzachon with the first chidush of Rashi. Melamed shemegarsho beget umachziro. Zogt Rashi. Melamed shemegarsho beget. Melamed shemegarsho beget. לאחר שנשאו אנסיס כאישתוי, ואם רוצה לגרשו מגרשו בגט, ואינו צריכו חליצה. וזה סלקדאי תוך, then after he did ייבום, if he wants her to leave the house, it's not enough to give a get, he has to give also a חליצה. Why? He did already ייבום. ואחרון עם קלר, why you have to do חליצה? What do you do in the חליצה? Is Yibum, you marry her. Chalitza, you marry her through the shoe. Abel, it's a Zayibum. And then she's okay. Other name. Chalitza is not you marry her through the shoe instead of through my Zayibum. It's a divorce. Maybe it's also a mitzvah. Maybe it's also only a divorce. But the Achayim declare, what happens in Chalitza? It's a mitzvah Zayibum, is a mitzvah Chalitza. And when you're done, you're done. Other Beyibum, other Bechalitza. Other name. Chalitza is not only. So let me clear on Chalitza Ale. What? For the Mishnah is Nisht. No, but Shed is the Rabbon, you have to know. Machleg is the Shed.
Why is she Materis?
Again.
Chalitza, why is she Materis?
No, Chabon. Minyom, you have Yibum and you have Chalitza. You have Yibum and you have Chalitza. So when you do Yibum, you may have. When you do Chalitza, what happens when you do Chalitza? What happens when you do chalitza? You mekayim as a mitzvah, and b'meila she's okay. Other name, chalitza is not only a mitzvah; it's a ma'aseh of divorce. I want to explain. Avada, you could tell me by Ashkofer Rishoyna, it's not only a divorce; it's a mitzvah. But I'm asking, chutz from the mitzvah, is also a divorce or not? And I will explain the question. This person did a yibu. Why would be a salkedai toch that now he also has to do chalitza? He did already Yibu. He wants to divorce her. And why was it Salkedaito that he will have to do Chalitza? What? He did Yibu already. Why would be a Salkedaito that he has to do Chalitza? He made the mitzvah already. So it was a Salkedaito that he has a Zika, and the Zika doesn't go off only with Chalitza. If Chalitza is only a Maisa mitzvah like a Maisa Yibu, he did Yibu. Why to do Chalitza? Why this guy will need also to do chalitza? So we see that chalitza is not only a kiyum of a mitzvah, it's mucha that chalitza is a divorce. If chalitza is only a maise, like it's a yibum, it's a chalitza, so it's mashu gemore. Mitzvah is yibum kedem is the chalitza. Chalitza is a maise mitzvah. So if chalitza is a maise mitzvah, this person has a mitzvah. We see that Chalitza has inside her chutz from by some mitzvah, a ma'aseh of divorce. How the Gemara knows that? Maybe not. Weiss Neus was pushed to the Gemara. Chalitza is for sure something that takes off the Zike. Maybe it's also more from that. So was the Salkedai toch. Now it's very interesting. The Ritva says, like we were saying the whole time, and Azeiz Mashad of Lametes, that the Salkedai toch was that you need a get and a Chalitza. Right? Salkedai toch, it's not enough to give a get. You will need also a Chalitza. And the Meiri does state, Salkedai toch, that'd be enough to divorce her with a Chalitza. The whole marriage is a marriage of Zika. When I want to free the marriage, you take off the shoe and it's over. Again, in Rashi, though, in Rashi, in the Flametes, when I say in the Ritva, Ksuvis, Epibes, state that Avada was never a Salkedai toch, that Chalitza alone will be enough. Was a Salkedai toch, that you will need also Chalitza if you want to leave. And the Meiri state, no. Salkedai toch. The marriage is geboit of issues from Yibum. Chalitza be enough. Of them state in the first Chiddush of the Gemara, Melamed shemigarsho beget. As a Rashi learns, Zog the Gemara the Tzveita Chiddush umachziro. What is the second Chiddush? Im rotzo leachzir v'lo yamrinen mitzvah rame rachmon alei. ומהש לא תקים עלי באיסור איש אסך. לאוכי כוסה ולא כחול אלי אישו, דקיימן שלא כנסה כאישתו לכל דובו. So שתי דוצבי חידושים. It's interesting. One חידוש מלמד שמגר שבגט, and one חידוש הוא מחזירו. שנעס אס כאישתו לכל דובו. שנעס אס כאישתו לכל דובו. So יש two חידושים. מלמד שמגר שבגט, הוא מחזירו. We learn it out from one פסוק. That nasa ki ishte lechol davo, and became like one issues. Someone wanted to tell me today in Giman that the whole salkedai toch that you need a chalitza is only if he doesn't have kids yet. So the value was not mekayim the mitzvah. I don't believe a siddur as a tzad pshat. That kol zman has no kids. Avadi mekayim the mitzvah without kids. He wanted to say no. The inyan is there. So b'meile avadi if you have kids is no tzad. It's weit schon beweit. Better than the end of the week.